Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi has proposed a two-day ceasefire in Gaza, which would entail an exchange of four Israeli hostages for some Palestinian prisoners. Sisi also said that talks should resume within 10 days of implementing the temporary ceasefire in efforts to reach a permanent one. Despite this, medics say that an Israeli airstrike on a school sheltering displaced Palestinian families in the Shati camp in Gaza City killed 9 people. This is after earlier strikes killed dozens. AP correspondent Karen Chemas reports.
Palestinian officials in Gaza have said that Israeli strikes in northern Gaza have killed at least 22 people, mostly women and children, and aid groups have described a humanitarian catastrophe. Dozens of displaced Palestinians from Jabalia and Beit Lahia have moved to Gaza City to escape the Israeli army's latest offensive in the north. In a separate development, a truck rammed into a bus stop near the Israeli city of Tel Aviv, wounding 35 people, according to first responders. The ramming occurred near the headquarters of Israel's Mossad spy agency. I'm Karen Chemas.
An Israeli army spokesperson said in a statement that at least 90 projectiles were identified crossing from Lebanon into Israeli territory. At least 2 buildings were directly hit by rockets launched from Lebanon on Sunday, wounding at least 5. Meanwhile, according to diplomats on Sunday, the United Nations Security Council is expected to meet on Monday to discuss Israel's recent attack on Iran. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump will headline a rally at New York's Madison Square Gardens on Sunday. Opponent Vice President Kamala Harris is traversing Philadelphia, the largest city and a Democratic stronghold in must-win Pennsylvania. Polls show the rival candidates are neck and neck with just over a week until Election Day. More than 38 million votes have already been cast. This is VOA News. NATO released a statement on Sunday saying a high-level delegation from South Korea will brief the North Atlantic Council on Monday on North Korean troop deployment to Russia. Ambassadors from Indo-Pacific partners Australia, Japan, and New Zealand have been invited to attend. Bolivia's Evo Morales said on Sunday his vehicle was hit by gunfire captured in a video, reflecting how political tensions have turned violent in the nation between the former leader and his former ally, President Luis Arce. Morales posted a video on Facebook taken from inside a moving car showing him sitting in the front passenger seat and at least 2 bullet holes in the windshield. The driver appeared to have been injured. Morales wrote that the government was to blame, and a Bolivian minister said they will be investigating the alleged attack. Observers from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe said on Sunday that the conduct of Saturday's parliamentary election in Georgia was evidence of democratic backsliding in the country. Member of European Parliament Antonio Lopez Estrés White.
We were particularly concerned about the reports of the violence, intimidation, hate speech, persecution and repression against the opposition, civil society and independent media.
Georgia's ruling Georgian Dream Party received more than 54% of the vote in the country's parliamentary election, the Electoral Commission said on Sunday, though the result was disputed by opposition parties. European Council President Charles Michel on Sunday pushed for a swift and transparent investigation of alleged irregularities during the elections in Georgia and said he would put the topic on the agenda of an EU summit in November. I was aware the election situation was very severe, and particularly from the middle of the campaign, I felt it was a very tough fight. Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba's conservative ruling party is set to lose its parliamentary majority, exit polls for Sunday's general election suggested, but voters in Tokyo were not surprised. Hiroyuki Takahashi is a company worker. I believe the slush fund scandal that dragged on was a major reason why they had this big loss. Analysts say it's a result of public outrage over financial scandals and discontent over a stagnant economy. Ishiba took office on October 1st, replacing Fumio Kishida, who resigned after failing to pacify the public over widespread slush fund practices among Liberal Democratic Party lawmakers. Uruguay is also voting for its next president and lawmakers, with pollsters predicting a runoff will likely be needed in November. Meanwhile, Bulgarians are voting in their 7th parliamentary election in less than 4 years. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.